Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Mother's Day weekend now. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy Mother's Day, Carla.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Thank you, Shirley. Happy Mother's Day, Shirley. Yes,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep. And to all the mothers out there, Mother's Day. We appreciate and love you.
You know, in closing, sad to say, there are people who have mothers that they don't have a good relationship with. And I want to implore you to change that. I know a very famous guy. When I won my first image award, and I had thanked my mother, and I think I said something to the effect that I wish she was here. I remember saying something, and as I walked off stage, this very famous guy said to me, "I wish I felt that way about my mama, but I ain't spoke to her in 10 years. And I stopped, and I said, "Bro, you need to fix that." He said, "No, you don't understand what happened." I said, "I may not, but you need to fix that." I don't know what happens between a child and their mother where they don't speak. I've seen it happen up close before. And it's alarming to me because there's a scripture that says, honor thy mother and thy father and thy days on this earth will be long.
Commandment.
Also, I just don't understand how it gets to that point. But if it has gotten to that point for whatever reason, let me say something to you. You need to fix this. Because let me explain something to you. Whatever mistake your mother has made, whatever you think, you got to remember she's also not only your mother, she is a human being. And human beings make mistakes. They do it all the time. Nobody is exempt from that. But the fact that you've managed to hold it for so long, it will serve you no good in the event of her demise. I know another person who didn't have a relationship with their mother, and then their mother passed. And man, this boy right here, he was crushed on so many levels. And I had told him, I said, "Man, you need to clean this up before something happened." Nah, man, it's cool the way it is. But there will come a day when you will lose this person who gave you life. And I'm going to tell you something. There will be no words for you. There will be no comfort for you. There ain't nothing nobody can say to you. You're going to wear this one, homie. You're going to wear this one, whether you want to or not. Because there are several of us on this show have lost her. And I'm telling you, It is a major, major loss. And I don't care if you've been cool with her, hung out with her, loved her, cherished her, or you had disagreement with her. If I was you, I would fix that. Because they are the one person that brought you into this world. And you owe them for that. You just do. Now, I know there's people that's going to disagree with me because social media is just that way. You know, I get trolled all the time about comments I make. But I have the right to have my own opinion about something. What I'm giving you is what I think and feel. What I'm giving you is what I have seen happen repeatedly. You have got to clean up this relationship with your mom because she's vital. She's important. You know what? You're probably old enough now to be able to say, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's start over. You're probably old enough now to say, you know what? I forgive you for whatever happened. I don't want us to spend another Mother's Day without communicating with another because one day we're not going to be here for each other. It's just an important relationship. And you got to remember something that I've had to learn about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. Because every time you think about her and what happened and what caused the rift or what you're blaming her for, it conjures up something in you. Bishop Jake said it best. He said, not forgiving a person is like you drinking the poison waiting on them to die. That's really what it's like. I had to forgive somebody this year who had done me oh so wrong. And I had to forgive them this year. And you know what? I felt better after I did it. And you know why? Because now when I think of him, it don't conjure up those thoughts because I've let it go. Now, you're not going to get me again. I'm not going to forget it, but I have forgiven you for it. This is a time to make it right with somebody who gave you life. This is the time to consider just for a moment that this person that you are holding accountable for whatever happened is a member of the human race. And there is none perfect, no, not one. Even my mother wasn't perfect, and I thought she was. I never saw my mother do nothing wrong. I never heard my mama cuss, nothing. But I'm pretty sure my mother did something wrong. But the thing I'm great about, the thing I'm grateful for, is I honored her and my father until they left this world. And I honor them to this day. Because you can't say nothing about Ilos Vera Harvey. Not to me. And not to my brothers. You can't open your mouth about it. And she been gone 28 years. Say something about it and see what happens. In the words of all the young people, on sight. On sight. Make it right with your mother. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And we owe all of you our life. And thank you for giving it to us. Those are our closing remarks today. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you, okay?
Prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.